She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly.
It's important because the Mayans, were they meaning that this is it? Is this the last day left for me and perhaps for you on Earth to say TGIF? Yep, end of the world. Welcome to the end of the world party. And, of course, Christmas party mixed in and everything else. Because if this is it, this is it. It's one big party. So here's the thing about the end of the world. We have to mention it, of course, because the Mayans' calendar did, their calendar does end. It does end on the 21st. It's really an end of a Mayan era. That's what it is. A kingdom that was founded around 2000 B.C., we had the astrophysicist on from the Discovery Channel last week, and I think that's it. We're right on target for it. So a lot of people think it's the end of the world, but come on. And there are actually some cults that were created, end of the world cults, where it wasn't fun and frivolity. They really believe that this is it, and so everything leading up to it was about the... was about that this was going to be the last day that we, you know, we really believe this is how it ends. This is how it was meant to be. There was even a December 21, 2012.com address out there on the web that had tips on surviving and what you needed: gear, gas masks, first aid kits, hand crank radios, which you would need in case of emergency. But for the end of the world, you would definitely need it, right? And there were a lot of people that signed up on the Doomsday Facebook page and talked about gloomy things, talked about what they were going to do leading up to the end of the world, and that a new dawn could give birth from this end of the world, and we wake up and things are completely different. But the prophecy that it's the apocalypse, I think, is not what the Mayans meant. I'm going to go with the astrophysicist that we still have some time left, because the Mayan calendar is really honestly based on the position of the sun, the moon, and the stars, and it was really meant to tell the Mayan people about agriculture and economic trends and that kind of stuff. That's what it was about. But NASA had to weigh in on the Mayan calendar, had to post on its website that the world's not going to end on Friday. In fact, this is what the website said. I looked at it today. It'll be another winter solstice. The claim behind the end of the world quickly unravels when pinned down to the 2012 timeline. So it's well into, it was well into Friday across Asia. Nothing happened. There's nothing unusual. Just another couple of days. But there certainly has been a lot of hubbub about a calamity occurring thanks to a Mayan stone carving. Did you know it was called Monument 6 and it was made in 700 AD, predicting the major event at the end of the Bacton, is what it was called, and half of the broken tablet is missing. So I guess maybe you could speculate, and that's what some people are saying, on what the whole message would be. I'm going to go with that as well, that part of the message is missing, therefore I think we're going to still be alive and kicking. That's why we started with Alicia Keys, This Girl Is On Fire, because if suddenly I'm on fire, you know that what you're watching is the end of the world. But I choose to be upbeat and say that we are far from the end of the world. The world keeps on spinning, and we're just in the middle of it. And talking about keep on spinning in this hour of America tonight, we're going to lighten the load at one point. And we're going to talk to Stephen Jordan Brooks about rock and roll bands and how tough it is to form bands these days, in a sense, because how do you break out? And how did you ever break out? But how do you break out now in an age of let's plop our music up on iTunes, and a lot of bands will do that. They offer the free music. And so how do they break in? How do they break big, in other words, and not just become another great band in another city if they have that ambition, if they have the ambition to be bigger than that? And we'll talk to him about that whole idea. And he certainly knows, somebody who's been in the music business for quite some time. So we'll chat with him about that. Also, because of the back and forth over guns, without a doubt, you could flip onto anything, and you'll see something about the argument over where are we with guns. The NRA on Friday is holding a big news conference in Washington to talk about their position. They're preparing for a huge media push, basically, because of what happened in Connecticut. And this is, I have to think there's some meat here. Because usually the NRA, they can release statements, and they will release statements, and they waited for days. And then, as there was a push to hear what the NRA had to say, then they finally talked about saying how horrific the killings were and how they feel for the people and whatnot. But the NRA news conference is happening on Friday. It's across from the White House. The head of the NRA is going to discuss gun control and violence. And I can imagine this is going to be part of the Sunday swirl. In fact, the NRA chief, Wayne LaPierre, is going to be on Meet the Press on Sunday. It's the first interview that he's had since the 20 kids died and the 6 adults in Newtown. He's going to talk about gun control and what he thinks should be done to curb the threat of violence in America. That's what they're saying now. So what does that mean? Some are saying, well, it's the it's the semi-automatic weapons. They're going to talk about the semi-automatic weapons. But I don't think it's going to be about that. I think it's going to be about other things. And what he's going to offer up, I'm not quite sure on that. But now there's a big push in Washington to, you know, there's always been the push to loosen restrictions on gun sales and ownership, and also promoting the sport, gun sports and hunting. That's really the NRA. But how will that change with this push from the president vowing for tighter gun laws by next year, and the vice president leading the effort, and there are a few people in Congress that are doing the same thing. Democrats in Congress favor gun control, and there many of them, and they're calling, most of them, and are calling for some quick votes on measures to ban assault weapons or really high-capacity magazines, hoping that what happened in Newtown might just be that conversational point or that tipping point to win over more people who would never go in that direction. Do you think we're really going to have that? Do you think we're going to ban those weapons? We'll talk about it on the flip side.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.69.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.10.74, $8.55.37 for a half ounce, or $4.27.69 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.10.74, $8.55.37, and $4.27.69.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Here on America Tonight. So that's nothing new for this show as to people wanting to take guns away, as to no more concealed carry to the extreme. Let's just take all the guns away, comparing what we've learned from other countries. I mentioned my recent trip to Ireland and the people there complaining, and there was a cop who was killed because he wasn't armed, because they don't have arms, but the criminals do. And then, you know, you can talk about what happens when all the bad guys have the guns. There's so many different aspects for it. There's no doubt that it is awful, sad, disgusting. Use any adjective you want as to what happened in Newtown. But, you know, we certainly also don't want those kids to symbolize that all of a sudden we're going to go to the extreme ends and not have a conversation. This is what's good. What's good about what's happening now is the idea that there's going to be maybe a sensible conversation, and perhaps that's what we're going to hear from the NRA. I think it's great that Wayne LaPierre is going on Meet the Press, because let him go on there, let him talk about it, and let's have the conversation. Let's get to some of the particulars of what we know to be true with guns and what has happened in different cities and different areas, which, of course, in some areas there are horrific amount of shootings, and in other areas the threat of people having guns to defend themselves have chased away the so-called robbers, bad guys, whatever you want to call them. All right, the other thing that I've been talking about is doomsday that is here in most of the world, and are we still here? So far, the rest of the world is here. Nothing happened. Maybe it's not the end of the world, as some would suggest. It's the beginning of a different kind of world. There are a lot of spiritualists who gathered. In fact, it's like a blowout party at Chichen Itza, which is the Mayan ruins. So a lot of people descended in that area because this is such a significant day. And, of course, that is the homage, the big beautiful ruins that are left from the Mayan culture, the archaeology that's left on the site that's just incredible. If you've never been there, so worth a trip. And it makes sense that people would gather there. So what do you think when it's all said and done? Just a big hubbub about nothing, miscommunication as to what the Mayan calendar meant. And it was an amazing, accurate calendar. If you look at it, it measured time in 394-year periods known as baktons. And a lot of anthropologists think that the 13th bakton ended December 21st, and that's what that was about. Is this just, had they had played it out to the 21st, and that's it. That's all that it meant. So the hotels are full, people are partying, people are wondering what's going on, and I think that it's kind of fun to say that it's a year-end party, but I don't, or the end-of-the-world party, and the end-of-the-year party, but I don't think it is the end of the world, just the end of a civilization's calendar. Dustin in Pennsylvania, you have the floor. Hey, Dustin.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I'm still living!
All right. He's still living, he says. So, there you go. That's a good thing. It's what I said. The people in Asia are proof that it's not the end of time as so many people that joined a few little cults and took it to the extremes and went underground. You know, it's a calendar like anything else that rolls over. That's it.
And because it's not, that escalated quickly.
And because it's not the end of the world, that means that Dustin and everybody else gets to celebrate Christmas. We just keep on ticking. We just keep on going. That's what that means. That means that there's a chance there might be another awesome band that comes along that you just have to see. And when we hit the entertainment portion of this hour, we're going to talk to Stephen Jordan Brooks, as I said at the top, about that, about bands and bands breaking in and what's really the new hot sound, I guess, what the new hot sound is. I'll tell you what is not a hot thing to talk about, which is something that I think all of us are just sick of hearing about, although the repercussions of it, as I say, will affect every single one of us. So anybody who earns between $200,000 and $1 million would probably see their taxes shrink under Plan B. However, anybody around that will see their taxes go up. At least that's what the Tax Policy Center is saying. Are we going to see the extension of the Bush-era tax cuts, or are we going to see that, they fall off the cliff with everything else? And if they do, that means that the $2,000 that you weren't paying before, you will now pay. So you'll feel a little bit of a difference in a paycheck. And, along the same lines as what's happening in D.C. with this cliff and the fact that there's no vote, that everything is at a standstill, basically, there isn't a bipartisan solution yet to avert it unless something happens overnight that we're not aware of. There were a few meetings kind of off the books, and if there's something happening off the books, maybe there's a chance to get enough votes, but I doubt it, because really what we're looking at is coming back the day after Christmas. So if Congress comes back, maybe they come up with something there, and I freaked out before they leave town, they end up doing something. But maybe some of these closed door, off the books meetings matter, and there'll be something that comes out that's different. But this has been a year and a half of talking about the same thing over and over and over and over again. And there's only so many angles to it, even if you're creative and thinking out of the box. So I think at this point, you just have to bear down and realize, you know, we may be paying for this in some way. Speaking of paying for it, with the last couple minutes here before we kick it to the band discussion, the report over Hillary Clinton banging her head and getting a concussion has led a few to question the validity of that. And were there more missteps all the way at the top that resulted in the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens and others? So this could be, some are writing, the undoing of Hillary Clinton as she leaves her office as Secretary of State. The Independent Review Board investigating the attack on September 11th released that unclassified report that we talked about that said systematic failures in leadership and management deficiency at high levels of the State Department contributed to the deaths of the four Americans. And there were actually four who ended up resigning after that report. I think they were kind of the sacrificial lamb, some of them anyway. But Clinton, with the concussion thing, bows out of the Benghazi hearings because of that supposed concussion. So here's what's interesting. Somebody said to me today, well, if she has a concussion and she's in the position that she's in, don't we want to see the medical report? What's the medical report on that? You know, and the comparison was, what if Colin Powell had not been there for the Iraq war hearings? What if he had said, you know, called in sick, basically? What would we say then? So are we supposed to believe Clinton's story? Or is this just a concocted thing about a supposed concussion? And doesn't it look like an obvious dodge to not have to testify? I mean, is she faking an illness or no? Is this just completely paranoia nonsense? And, you know, in the end, does she emerge from this unscathed? She's supposed to testify, I think, in January. They're talking about now January. And by then, she leaves office, so I guess that would be a little bit different. Stay with us. We're going in another direction next here on America Tonight.
I don't think they were just sketchy. I think they were extra sketchy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good holiday so far. I know some of you are already kicking back and chillaxing wherever you are, and you had extra time off heading into Christmas Eve and Christmas. You know, so many shows now on the tube are about singers or even bands, mostly focusing on the singer, but there definitely have been the battle of the bands. We see that locally. They have that in a lot of places. And you think to yourself, how many people want to, A, be a singer in a band? How many people want to be a rock star? How they want to be the next John Bon Jovi. They want to be, you know, in that band. They want to be in the band that has massive longevity like the Rolling Stones. So I'm really psyched to bring Stephen Jordan Brooks on the show because he knows what it's like to be in the middle of that crazy rock pile. And he's got a novel out called Hollywood the Band, A Tale of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. And it's loosely, we'll say, based on his own experiences. Hey, Stephen, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Oh, great to have you. Great to be here.
First of all, tell us how you started in the business. What was your first big break?
Well, I actually started the business as a musician, as a player. Going way back to school days, I was a classically trained musician, and then I got into rock music when I got into high school and stuff, you know, and I loved rock music. So I was playing in small rock bands when I was in high school, and then through college and all that. Then I left college and went really professionally into playing rock music, doing the club circuits, five sets a night, this and that. And then I got offered a couple of gigs that were on the management side, being a tour manager, and then I worked in the office for some pretty major recording artists and things like that. And then eventually I worked for a big, huge record producer. So I kind of transferred from the performing side to the business side, so I got a little bit of everything in between.
Who was your favorite? Do you have a favorite performer or group that you worked with or worked for?
But I worked, the biggest group I worked with, was probably Missing Persons was one of the ones I worked with.
Mm.
I worked with Kansas. I worked with Supertramp. I worked with Cat Stevens. You know, they all had their good points. Cat Stevens was a wonderful person. I worked with Devo. They were very businesslike. You know, but they all had their good points, and they're all very creative.
Yeah, Devo. Boy, and Devo had a nice little run there, too. And you were working with a lot of those bands. You were working during the height of the video age, when video started to really be a part of the arsenal of any good band, because that pumped the word out more, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, MTV was just starting back in those days. And the Missing Persons I was working with, we were managing, they were one of the first bands to have a video. We weren't the only one. There was a group of us, but that had to have a video out. And that's how they became as popular as they were, was by putting their video on MTV. And then, of course, the video thing just exploded. That was a new big thing, because it wasn't even VH1 back then. It was just MTV. And all it was music videos.
Yeah. When you did the tour side of that, were you out on the road for some time, or did you stay at the home office?
I was mostly in the home office, organizing and managing. I would go out on tour on occasion, depending on who it was and what I was working on. I did some tour managing with a couple other of groups that never really did anything. And then with a couple of the groups, I had to go out and you know, I would do the big dates, because I was kind of organizing with the record companies and all those people to make sure everything was getting organized, and the promotion stuff and the radio station stuff and all that stuff.
Yeah. You say that your image is everything. Is that important right from the get-go with these bands?
I think image is very, very important. I mean, I think it takes the whole package. I mean, just think about it. If Bruce Springsteen was out looking like Kiss, would he be as effective?
No.
Or if Kiss looked like Bruce Springsteen? I mean, the image is kind of part of what you are and what you're trying to portray and what your music portrays. I think that you have to have whatever image it is that you're doing. I think that that's a really important thing. You don't want to just look like you're, you know, if you're a big heavy metal band, you're walking out in your, you know, your overalls and your dungarees or something with a cowboy hat on. It doesn't work. So I think image is a really important part of portraying who you are and getting your point across. And I think it has to fit the music you're playing, obviously.
Yeah. Why is it important that every time you play, what you have to really tweak your music? Why, you know, isn't it okay to experiment, or do you have to really watch your sound? Is there something, do you get labeled when you're a certain sound?
Well, you obviously get labeled to a certain extent, but you have to be able, I mean, there's a certain amount of experimentation with anyone, but you have to make sure people are paying money to see your show. And I think that they deserve to see the best show possible. And a lot of these shows, as spontaneous as they look, and they have to look spontaneous and exciting, and you have to keep that same energy and excitement every time you play, even though you played that song. I mean, think of the Rolling Stones, how many times they played Satisfaction. But they have to go out there and play it again with the same excitement and the same drive and the same energy that they always have, because that's what the audience is expecting. So you have to deliver the goods to an audience, I think, no matter what it is. But you also, as an artist, you know, because I've been on both sides, part of your energy comes from that reaction you have with your audience. It's that connection with the audience that you have that keeps your songs fresh every time you play them, even though they're the same notes that you played over and over and over again.
Yeah. But when you talk about songs, it used to be different the way that you would get songs played on the radio. It was the radio. Now, with the downloading and everything else, iTunes, songs becoming available, just one single is available, that kind of thing. Do you think it's harder to get heard?
I'm not sure. I'm not in the business anymore, so I don't know. I think you can do your own downloading and your own that stuff, because it's always hard to get signed by a record label, and that's kind of what the book is about. It's sort of like this band makes all the mistakes and does all the wrong things and does everything wrong. It has to kind of get their act together, and that's what it kind of tells. It tells you how to get your act together. I don't think that's changed dramatically. I think that it's still just as hard to get, you know, to get known and to get your voice out there.
Yeah. Do you think that, you know, that obviously, there, and you've talked about it throughout some of this conversation, but what are some of the bigger mistakes that bands make? I'll tell you what I've seen. I have a friend that manages bands out of Seattle, and the problem that she says she sees is a lot of times bands are they're talented, they have a great sound, they're out there, they're playing, they have a following, and then they get into the inner fighting, and somebody wants to quit, and then the band votes, and then somebody is gone, and that changes the sound. That's got to be one of the mistakes, right?
You have to have a unified, you know, voice and a unified thing with the band. And again, a band, you know, the excitement, but also could be the problem or the downfall, is if you're in the music business, it is not just a job or a, you know, a career. It's a lifestyle. You live, you breathe, your whole life is consumed by the music and the band and the whole thing. And you also you have to be on the same page. You're like a family. When you're out there playing, I mean, there's no secrets, there's no anything. Everything's out there on the line. But yet, part of the reason I actually wrote the book was I kept seeing these bands, and they were all making so many of the same mistakes. Because you have to have good talent to begin with. I think material is paramount. If you haven't got material, you can be the best band around. And you're just not going to, you know, do well. You're just going to have, you know, no one's going to hear. It's going to be whatever. I've worked with some bands that were incredible musicians, but they didn't have the songs. Oftentimes, musicians overplay or play over each other, or they need a good producer to make that song come to life. So those are some of the pitfalls I see. That the bands have to deal with. And also they have to have that commitment. I mean, it's not just, you know, and one of the things the book is full of lessons. And one of the band has to learn about partying. A lot of people think, all this band does is go up there and they party all night and blah, blah, blah. Well, this is a job for them. They have to go up there and they have to do the same job every night. And I think it's really important for them to deliver that every night whenever they're, performing. Whether it's in a small club with six people or it's a stadium with 20,000 people, it's no different.
Yeah, you have to be able to perform. Great stuff. You work with some interesting people, without a doubt. Hey, good luck with the book, Stephen. Thanks for coming on America Tonight, and happy holidays.
Well, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you later.
Yep, and as he said, you know, hey, there's some great lessons in there for everybody else. You know, when you're expected to do whatever it is, if you don't deliver, what do you think is going to happen? And it's interesting. Thanks, Stephen. It's interesting because, you know, what happens with some of these bands, as I said, because I've seen this with friends that I have that are in the business, is a lot of times the egos take over, and then somebody doesn't like that somebody's the front man, and then, you know, what happens is they lose that sound. They have a great sound. People are starting to pay attention. They like the band as it is, and then the band breaks up. How many bands are the woulda, coulda, shouldas, where they might have had some great success, but they broke up right before they broke big? Coming up on the flip side, we're going to go to the mailbag. Lots of people emailing about all kinds of things, including guns. Stay with us.
Hey!
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Books murdered down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey, hey, gonna get to another one bites the dust.
So far, that hasn't happened. So much for the end of the world. The Mayans just put together a calendar. Can't we all come to grips with that? As we make the final turn, we got a few things that we're going to talk about here, including some of the snail mail that you sent us. We're going to go to that in just a second here. But before we do, let's head out to our pal Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, how are you doing?
Hey, girlfriend, you know I listen to you. Anyway, the guy that was just talking and everything is about, the show and everything they put on. Mm-hmm. I remember it back in the 80s. I forget what 81 it was, but it was Motley Crue. It was about 20 of us went to see it in Jackson, Mississippi, at the Coliseum. It was Motley Crue. And the drummer was, I don't know what he was on, but anyway, I ain't talking about drugs. I'm talking, well, that I don't know either. But anyway, he was like going around playing the drums, flipping upside down all the way around the Coliseum, playing the drums, and you
wow.
talk about a show. I mean, it was wild.
Well, that would be wild.
It was something I was never. He comes straight over the top of our heads, and everything flipped upside down, playing the drums. It was something I'll never forget. I've got still got a T-shirt of it from then. Which my brother does too. We packed them up and kept them. We never wore them or anything from Motley Crue. Do you remember that?
Of course I do. There's still some members that tour will go out and play certain events. And absolutely, they were mega popular. And the thing with the Rolling Drums, though, boy, I never saw that. I saw a couple of their shows, but I didn't see that same show. That's cool. That would be wild to see that.
He come up off the stage. He was playing the drums on the stage. And all at once, he rose up in the air. He was like, what in the world is going on here? He go like 50 foot high. Then all at once, he started going all the way around in this Coliseum, and Jackson's pretty big. And he went all the way around the whole Coliseum, spinning. He was upside down playing the drums, flipping over and over, all the way around. If anybody's listening was there, I mean, they see it. It was unbelievable. And the show is, I'm from the old school reggae rock and roll. Nowadays, it's nothing but rap, that bunch of crap, I call it. Bag your britches and listen to rap. But anyway, I mean, that's one of the best shows. I mean, I've seen Bob Seger. I've seen ZZ Top, Bob Seger. I wouldn't know where to start. But
very cool.
Motley Crue was the most
unbelievable
show I ever seen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with you on Motley Crue. There are a lot of Crue fans that come out. Thanks, Stacy, for sharing that. If we went into concerts, boy, I certainly have been to a lot of concerts at one point in my life. And somebody asked me who's the one time, and that's why I thought it'd be fun to have him on. What's the best band, pound for pound, that I've ever seen? And I'd have to say the tail end of Genesis. I saw the tail end of Genesis. It was one of my first concerts ever, and it was just amazing. It was amazing. Everybody was there. All your top dogs were there. That all went on to solo. Three went on to solo careers, and it was a great show. Where just, I'm saying that you had drum solos you wouldn't believe, and it was an extra long concert. It's just terrific. All right, let's move on to the mailbag.
Mail!
All right, we got mail. That means we're still kicking. That means it wasn't the end of the world. New Agers, I hope you're having fun in Mexico and your ticket didn't cost too much to get there. I hear there's, absolutely no place to stay. So I did get a couple of quick notes about the end of the earth. Bill in New Mexico says, Kate, I love, 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 love your show. I'm glad it'll continue. It's ridiculous that anybody would join any kind of a cult and say they believe in an old dusty Mayan calendar and actually think it's the end of the world. People must have too much time on their hands. Then this one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, hey, Kate, I'm hearing you loud and clear all week long, and I got to tell you, I totally believe that we're going to hear you next week, too, because I haven't seen any indication that the Earth's crust is falling apart, and we are going to be nothing but dust to dust, if you know what I mean, girlfriend. Here's one from Aaron, who says, I got to tell you, the end of the world has definitely brought on a big party. We are having a big party coming up a little bit later in the day, December 21st. Woohoo! An extra day to partay. I cannot believe that anybody in their right mind thinks that we're going to see the world blow up because of a Mayan calendar. But I'll say it again, it's another day to party. Yeah, it's definitely another day to party, I guess. It did make for interesting conversation. I think the end of the Mayan culture calendar is crazy to think that that calendar's been around for so long and now it's done. That's it. Boom. It's over with. That to me is kind of intriguing because it's a once in a lifetime deal. What is it? 5,125 years, something like that. That's amazing. 5,125 years. End of the world? Eh. Yeah. I think some of us still have a few things we hope that we'll be able to do before the end of the world. So we really pray that after the 21st, it's not just on our side of the world that things go away. In Asia, it's coming and going and nothing's happening. All right, this from Gary, who says, wow, I can already see it. Biden trying to take all the guns out of everybody's hand. What a mistake, Kate. It's not the metal that kills. You and I both know that. It's people who kill. And people will find other ways to kill each other if it's not with the guns. I know that there are some anti-gun people who listen, and they laugh and get upset and say, oh, that's ridiculous, it's the weapons.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
But really, it's not. Yeah, there he is. But really, it's not the weapons. It truly is the people. How can we deny it? You look at the statistics, and they are definitely there. If we were to take all the guns away from everybody, if that would even be possible, which it's not, but I'll play the game, that doesn't make us any safer. Trust me, the bad guys will still get the guns. They will still get the guns. Then this one from Bob, who says, hello, America, tonight. We've been talking a lot about the pro-gun people and the anti-gun people. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I have to say, you see the tiny faces, the lives ripped apart and destroyed, and it just makes you sick. And you want to do something, but gun control, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on the whole gun control thing. Except for that, I saw a letter that was published somewhere from one of the relatives of one of the young victims that said to the president that only the police and the military should get guns. If people want to do it as a sport, can't they go to a range? And the guns wouldn't be able to leave the range. Yeah, that's not going to happen. The thing that will be discussed is automatics. You know, anything, any automatic weapons maybe, but I'll be curious as to the NRA's news conference and what they're going to say and what Wayne LaPierre will say on the Sunday shows, get involved in the discussion about guns and probably the statistics and that kind of thing. We'll see. We'll see if there will be stricter gun regulations. I think there should be people who really know how to use the weapons. I think that can be a big problem. But taking all guns away, I agree, that is just not the answer.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.